Yeah, I just heard that about 30 seconds ago. But yeah, we'll see who's up for them or what. You know, I guess the first couple plays we'll find out who their next guy is going to be. But you know, I guess that's part of the deal.
How do you feel after the bye, mentally, physically?
Good. Feel really good. I mean, it was an early one for us, but you know, we had been here a while for camp and everything, so it was good to kind of get a breather and you know, a couple days away, and everybody seemed like they came back ready to work.
I know every game you guys prepare for the same. It doesn't matter who you're playing, everyone can get it up. When you've got a team that has so many issues, how much of a challenge is it to keep that focus on a week like this?
I honestly don't think it's tough. I mean, I thought Coach Joseph had a really good message, you know, when we were playing right after the Bills. I mean, there's no upsets. There's no, you know, favorites in the NFL because anything can happen every week. And, I mean, you see plenty of evidence of that, really, you know, every Sunday. So the Giants are going to come in here, I'm sure, with a chip on their shoulder. And it's going to be a great challenge for us. They got a bunch of great players. They got a Hall of Fame quarterback. So, I mean, they got a good team. We got to be ready to play.
Do you feel like you need to be on guard this week as a team captain and maybe be more vocal or just – make sure guys pay attention? Is it that type of locker room?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been good, but I think, yeah, you're right. You just want to make sure we have a good urgency throughout the week. And, you know, game time, everybody's ready to go. It's easy to get up for the games, but throughout the week, just have good urgency. And, you know, if today was any indication, I think we're in a good spot.
What are your favorite championship habits?
Oh, man.
Sure.
You know, I can go down the list. Nutrition, conditioning.
Team championship habits.
You know, preparation. I mean, going through everything. I think as a quarterback, I think you lean on that and just that urgency every week. I mean, it's a long season, but it's not. And each game, it's a one game sprint. You know, and just having that urgency every week, I think, is important. And you see the good teams kind of have that.
Do you think you are not? You weren't quite as focused as you could be as a team before Buffalo. Dan said that was a poor Wednesday practice. This was a great Wednesday practice. I mean, not a lot, but just a little bit, something that you could improve on.
Sure. I think, you know, at the time I couldn't really notice anything or feel anything. But, you know, going into the game especially, I think we were all right early on, and then we kind of hit a lull in that game for whatever reason. You know, I can't really say anymore. VJ's probably got a better handle on that than I do, but I feel like we're in a good spot. I think we're ready to go as of now.
John always said on order to lose 760 this week that we have to go play to our standards. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, we got to play our best football. I think each week it doesn't really matter who you're playing. You got to play your best football, and you want to be a tough out every week, and I think we can be that. So,
Trevor, when Vance comes in on Monday and he's got the new slogan of more.
I mean, more everything. As an offense, it means more points. You know, so hopefully we can score a little more. I think these last 2 weeks we haven't done enough in that regard. But I think it's a good message, and everybody's responded to it. I mean, you kind of talk about that urgency having every week, and that fits the bill. So I think guys responded well, and so far so good this week.
Is it nice to get a new message, you know, after the first quarter of the season to kind of reset, if you will?
Yeah, I like that, kind of breaking it down into four parts. And, you know, like I said, it's a long season, but it's not, right? Once you're in it, it kind of flies by. And, you know, it helps having a really, really focused locker room and good leadership in there. So we're lucky on that end.
During the bye week, it's time to self-scout. When you look at your game, how can you in particular help out the red zone offense going forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's like two or three plays that if you make, you score touchdowns, and nobody's talking about the red zone. You know, it was such a small sample size that it's easy to talk about it a lot, but who knows? I don't think that's where we'll be by the end of the year. You know, the first 2 weeks, I thought we were really good in the red zone, and then struggled the last two. So I think we're in a good spot, but once those opportunities come up, those, you know, handful of plays, you got to get in the end zone.
Trevor, against Oakland, you didn't have any interceptions. Was that a major focus for you going into that week, or did things just bounce differently?
I think you always want to protect the ball. It's just you want to be aggressive with the ball, but take care of it, you know, every week. And obviously you don't want to turn it over because that's the fastest way to lose. So, yeah, that's part of being a quarterback, right, is making plays, but also taking care of the ball and not being crazy with it.
Trevor, what do you think it's going to take to get Emmanuel and Marius single coverage and force, you know, defenses to?
Yeah, they're going to get their chances. I mean, it helps when we got everybody else stepping up. You know, when those guys get their looks, it's only a matter of time. So I know it's important for those guys to win, which we've been doing, which is good. I think when you're losing a bunch of games, it makes it harder on everybody. But we're winning, and I'm not worried those guys are going to get their touches.
On Monday, Vance said that you're not going to force the ball to DT or Emmanuel. Is it hard not to force it to him sometimes?
Well, I think just in the sense they're two of our best players, so you want to give them the ball, and usually, you know, your best players for you to win, you got to get it to them a bunch. But you know, the other teams are smart too, and they understand what we're trying to do. So it's the back and forth. That's why you play the games. And like I said, the other guys stepping up really helps that.
With Ocho Cinco and T.O. reaching out to the Giants, is there a guy, past player, that you would have wanted to have as a wide receiver?
Oh, man, that's tough. Brandon Stokely.
Not Jerry Rice, Brandon Stokely.
Brandon Stokely.
Right.
He's a good golfer.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys? Okay, thank you very much.
You're good, guys.